Well, today the president visited Puerto Rico to survey the damage from Hurricane Maria. The president spoke with officials and residents about the cleanup efforts. Trump has been criticized for his administration's response to Puerto Rico, including a Twitter war with the mayor of San Juan and other questionable comments about infrastructure, debt, and the Puerto Rican people who want, quote, everything handed to them. In Chicago, the mayor and Congressman Luis Gutierrez have been critical of the relief efforts, but also announced that Chicago would take the lead in relocation efforts for Puerto Rican citizens. What would that entail? And how is the Puerto Rican community here in Chicago reacting to this story? Joining me now, Nilda Flores Gonzalez. She's a professor in the Department of Sociology with an emphasis on Latin American and Latino studies at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Professor Flores Gonzalez, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on your show.
So let me first say that, you know, you were in the article in the Tribune just a couple days ago. You have family from Puerto Rico that you helped get here. They're here now. Tell that story. Tell the story of your family and their journey to get from the hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico to you here in Chicago.
Yeah, well, I was able to get my mother and my brother to Chicago. They weathered a storm in Isla Verde. My mother has an apartment right by the beach in Isla Verde, which is just near the airport. And they were kind of holed up in there. A lot of people had left their building. In the aftermath of the hurricane, they came out to find, you know, a lot of destruction. I had two nephews there that couldn't get to her. It took them 3 days to be able to make it, finding a way to get to them and getting them out of there. They were running out of provisions. They also didn't have electricity, didn't have water. And so it was a concern for us. My mother is 83 years old. Mm. And so we were very concerned about her safety and about any other, you know, impending medical issues that could emerge. So, you know, we were fortunate that they were able to get to her. However, the story then went into them moving from one place to another in search of water, even though they're in San Juan, in which there's a lot more resources in terms of, like, they were able to find restaurants that were selling food so they could get at least one hot meal a day. They also moved from my nephew's apartment to another place, you know, looking for running water. There were some places that get a couple of hours of running water, or some people, you know, still have water in their homes. So they were kind of displaced right there, moving around in San Juan. And finally, you know, my nephew said, "You have to get her out. You know, this is not good. This is not a good outlook. This is going to take a long time." And, you know, they were very concerned for her health. So I was able to get them out, her and my brother, get them out on a flight to Chicago last Thursday. And that's how, and they are currently here in the area with me.
You know, so much, and that's great to hear about your family. And is the plan to relocate for a time and then head back for the rebuild? What's the plan? Because we've heard from Mayor Emanuel and from Congressman Gutierrez saying that we want to, that Chicago is going to be an open place for people who want to relocate. For your family, is the idea to stay here till the rebuild is underway and return to Puerto Rico?
Yeah, they plan to return. I count my family, you know, and one of the things I wanted to point out is that one of the issues facing people in the island is that, unlike my family, in which they were in San Juan, so they had more resources. They could find food. There were still some grocery stores that had a few things. You know, they could access water. However, in that whole week and a half after the hurricane that they were there, they never saw any relief efforts. They never saw any distribution of food or of water, but they were fortunate that they could access money and that they had the cash to buy things. And also fortunate that they could get out. But unlike them, there's a lot of people who are low income, who do not have the finances, the financial, you know, they don't have the money to be able to buy these things. They're also, those who are outside of the San Juan area have a much harder time in rural areas, particularly where you don't have stores and restaurants nearby. So there are people who are still facing incredible difficulties in terms of procuring water. There are people still who have not been reached, whose family members still do not know about them. So this is going to take a very long time. In our case, you know, my mother and my brother, they plan to return. However, they don't know when that will happen. Right. For that to happen, it will have to be when the electricity and the water supply is constant, is back to normal. So they're looking, you know, at a minimum of 3 months. They plan to stay in Chicago probably for another week or so, and then they're going to go stay with one of my sisters. I have other sisters around the state. So, you know, and I think it's starting to dawn on my mother, kind of her displacement and kind of homelessness, that she can be in her home, that she, all she has is in a suitcase right now. She will be able to return home. She just doesn't know when.
My last question for you, just with the president visiting today and this notion, and there has been this notion and from critics that the U.S. is not treating Puerto Rico like it's part of the country. Is that felt by Puerto Ricans, not only in the island, your family, but also the Puerto Rican community here in the States?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the visit today showed his lack of concern for the fate of people in the island and a lack of commitment to resolve the issues in the island. Puerto Rico has been facing a debt crisis. Also, the infrastructure has been, you know, compromised before the storm. There are issues with archaic laws that are hindering the recovery efforts, such as the Jones Act, mm-hmm. that really need to be eliminated for Puerto Rico to be able to get relief efforts and reconstruct and rebuild itself. So the president pretty much mocked people, minimized the crisis. A lot of what we saw was staging of taking him to areas that were cleaner, you know, in the metropolitan area, rather than the areas that are truly devastated, where there are very little resources. So we saw a lot of that. And in response to that, the Puerto Rican community in Chicago, as well as in other cities, have been organizing. This lack of governmental relief efforts and the slowness of its response has led to the community to really be working on efforts to help Puerto Rico. Here in Chicago, the mayor has been involved in helping with the relocation of Puerto Ricans in consultation with the leadership of the Puerto Rican Agenda. And they have been welcoming people. They're making plans to help them with housing and help them get the basic needs that they have. Already, the Chicago community has received about 2,000 people who have been displaced from Puerto Rico. This weekend, I spent time with two elderly people who had come in the flight that my mother was in. Their plan was simply to get out. Their son got them out, got them in a hotel, and they were just there for a couple of days until they figure out where they could go. They had no place to go. They just got on a plane. And so Chicago has been very welcoming and is working to help people with housing and with these needs. And also Chicago was the first community that sent help to Puerto Rico. Chicago has collected over $130,000 that have been sent for relief efforts in the island.
Nilda Flores-Gonzalez is a professor in the Department of Sociology with an emphasis on Latin American and Latino studies at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Professor Flores-Gonzalez, thanks for joining us. Thanks for telling us your personal story about your family. And we'll continue to monitor this story and continue to talk about what's happening in Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Thank you.